why do administrative law judges ask the questions that they do during Social Security disability hearings? If you haven't been in hundreds of hearings like I have, you might wonder why they ask the questions that they do and what they have to do with Social Security disability. For example, and the topic of this episode today is, what do pets have to do with Social Security disability? I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. When you have a Social Security disability hearing, it's a weird situation. You're in a courtroom that's about half the size of every courtroom you've ever been in. It is somewhat informal in the sense that there aren't a lot of you're not having to stand up as a lawyer. You're not dealing with the rules of evidence or anything like that. You are dealing with electronic records and stuff like that, and a record has to be accepted. And there's some lawyer things about accepting or objecting to the records. There's an expert who testifies, but there's nobody there on the other side questioning or trying to discredit your case. The judge plays a dual role in the sense that he or she is the person who can question. The lawyer can question too, but the judge questions and makes decisions ultimately. To that end, with questions, judges will ask you a variety of different things. Typically, their questions take the pattern of figuring out what you did during the day, the past work that you've done, things that keep you from working both mentally and physically. Those are the types of things that they ask about. They will ask about what are so-called activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, cleaning, stuff like that. That's a non-exclusive list, but those are the types of questions they ask. And the thinking behind that is if you can take care of your personal needs, you know, using the bathroom is another example, then it may indicate that there's something potentially that you can do. The issue is not can you do your past work. That's just one of the issues. The ultimate issue is, if you can't do your past work, is there anything else that you can do? And if there's anything else that you can do at all, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're probably not going to get Social Security disability. They know, the judges, that claimants are looking for specific questions about their impairments, and they probably thought about how to answer those questions. But where claimants are going to be, I won't say if it was blindsided, but they're not going to be expecting questions about their pets, because what is a pet and caring for a pet have to do with Social Security disability? Well, pets are a lot of responsibility. You have to walk them. You have to clean up after them. You have to feed them. And it's a lot like a little job. So if you have a bunch of pets and you're doing a lot to care for them throughout the day, it would indicate you may not be as physically impaired as you would indicate in a testimony. You may say, oh, I can't lift any weight, I can't do anything. You may believe that, but being able to care for a pet potentially may point to being able to be more capable than you actually realize that you are, or that you may realize and say you're less capable. But of course, it's important for people to tell the truth, and I generally believe that people do try to tell the truth when they're testifying, and as a lawyer, I have to believe what they're saying is the truth, or I can't let them say it. I'd have to correct them and tell them, you know, refresh their recollection about what they'd said before, so that they don't say something that's not truthful because they are under oath. But where the pet thing can come up is if I have a client who has like 15 cats, and I've had plenty of people who've had 15 cats or so. Well, if you're caring for 15 cats, one, it's extremely expensive, and two, if you can care for that many pets, there's probably something that you can do, however minimal that is. And so that can be a backdoor way for the judge to come in and say, hey, look, this person can care for all these animals. What jobs could they potentially do? So it sort of cuts against the credibility of that particular claimant. One example that comes up sometimes is if an individual claims to have like really bad back problems and mobility issues where they can't walk very well, they can't bend, they can't stoop, they can't stand. Well, the questions would, do you have a dog? Well, yes. Well, how many dogs do you have? Well, I have 5 dogs. Well, do you walk those dogs each day? Yes, I walk each one of them. So you walk, do you walk them all at the same time? Well, yeah. Well, that could be a problem right there. Well, gosh, how do you handle all those dogs? Another one could be, well, do you walk all 5 of them at separate times? Well, yes. Well, how long does that take you? Well, it takes me 30 to 45 minutes per dog. Well, you're knocking on the door of potentially having a full work day at that point. And then you ask, well, are there other things you can do? Well, yeah, I can do housework a couple hours a day. Well, you've added up all that time. You've got getting close to an 8-hour work day. So you can see how that, juxtaposed with other testimonial-type evidence, could undercut a claimant. That's the main reason I think that judges ask about dogs. It's sort of a back way to get to disability without being too forceful about it. And they're fair questions to ask. They're trying to evaluate credibility because they hear hundreds of cases, and they're trying to determine that the testimony lines up with what the evidence says. And so that's the reason judges ask about dogs, is they want to know, and it can point to disability or not being disabled. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.